It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, your digestive tract is a mysterious 30-foot tube, and it holds so many solutions for our health, more than most people would ever realize. My guest is Dr. Stephen Lamb. He's a practicing internist at New York University School of Medicine. So, Dr. Lamb, tell us about our digestive system and how truly, and as things go, we are seeing more and more importance for our immune system in our digestive system.
Well, you know, thank you for having me, by the way. I think that, you know, look, as an internist, I like all the organ systems. That's why I'm an internist and not a cardiologist or a, you know, kidney specialist. But the one organ system that I realize that I have probably kind of ignored more than the other systems has really been the gut, you know, the whole gastrointestinal system. When you really think about wellness, which is what a lot of people are obviously involved with, because we obviously can't afford illness anymore, we've got to stay well. When you really think about it, the single most important determinant of how healthy a human being is going to be is the nutrient value of the foods he takes in and your body's ability to absorb them, right? So what organ system is involved with that? It's the gut, all right? So you've got to really start with the gut as the central place for wellness. And it's the gut that is involved with, obviously, you know, if you eat a steak or if you have a, you know, piece of cake or pasta, the body can't absorb the pasta, right? The body can't absorb the steak. You've got to break them down to its elemental units, amino acids, sugars, small fatty acids, you know, in order to absorb this, okay? And that's what the gut does. And the gut does a good job, then it absorbs those nutrients, and you're well. The problem is that what's been happening is that we have exposed the gut to a lot of toxic substances. And we're injuring the gut. And what are those toxic substances? Well, foods that either it has an immune reaction against, such as gluten, or it has some enzyme that it doesn't have, such as, you know, if you can't metabolize milk products, lactase, and a whole bunch of other food products that we're essentially continuing to injure our gastrointestinal tract.
Dr. Lamb. Well, do you think that this is a theory that goes around a lot. Do you think that we have over-sanitized our intestinal system with antibiotics in our chicken and sanitizer on every surface we use that our intestinal system, and that's why we're seeing more autoimmune diseases and we can't fight off things like we used to be able to?
Right. Well, what you're talking about really is very important. It's the ecosystem, okay? We have trillions of bacteria. In the mouth, in the intestine, not really in the small intestine, but really in the large intestine. And if we mess with the balance of those, you know, microorganisms, we're going to pay a price. And what you're really alluding to is the fact that, you know, we're altering this very fragile system. And when you do things and you go shift from one way or the other, whether it's, you know, you have too much inflammation or too little inflammation or too many bacteria, you're going to create problems, and we are creating problems. So, and what's really interesting is that the fact that you mess with the colon, let's say, or the gastrointestinal system, creates problems outside of the gastrointestinal system. It's not like, okay, you mess with the colon and the gut, and you get diarrhea, or you get reflux. No. You get rheumatoid arthritis. You get heart disease. You get Alzheimer's. You understand? And that's why we're getting back to the central role of the gut as the organ system that may actually be the determinant of whether you get heart disease or brain disease or anything else. And I think what you're pointing to is very, very important. The insane use of antibiotics, whether it's in the feed, you know, that we feed animals or that we stupidly take because every time you get a cold, somebody gives you an antibiotic, and the processed foods and all the stuff that's in the food, we are really creating a mess.
I think we're essentially embalming ourselves, and I think our systems don't recognize it. And back in the day, you know, we used to be told, eat a little dirt. Well, I guess that's not really the worst idea, is we need to replenish.
I think we're sanitizing things a little bit too much. Obviously, you got to wash your hands.
Well, of course. So give us some of your best tips.
Yeah.
Well, and give us, Dr. Lamb, your best tips, because you and I could talk about this a very long time. I love this topic. So give us some tips that will make an immediate difference.
One, you know, pick foods for their nutrient value. Make sure that, you know, you pick foods not because they're a drug, okay? The less processed, the less cooked, you know, the fresher they are so that they can actually be digested, you know, you have a great chance. If the majority of people were to remove dairy from their diet, I mean, other than a little bit of milk in their coffee, okay? And I'm not against the dairy industry, so it's not like I have some sort of vendetta. Hmm. It's just that it's obviously 70% of people can't digest milk. If you reduce or eliminate gluten, because the gluten itself has changed, you know, I think that most people, believe it or not, would have a dramatic improvement in their gut function. And then if you add some very simple things, add some probiotics, you know, to try to restore that ecosystem. And for many, some certain digestive enzymes, which I think will be the next frontier. Everybody is kind of jumping in on the probiotics and don't really appreciate that
the digestive enzymes
are so simple.
Now, how would we know, you know, there's so many, because I know we do this and we do a lot of shows on that. How do you know?
Right. You know, I honestly, that's a great question. And I think that, you know, what we look for in the nutraceutical business really is more evidence-based. So you look for companies that really specialize in this and spend devote all their time in research. Like, I work very closely with a company called Enzymedica, who are really wonderful people. They spend, I can't tell you the diligence that they have in their product line. And so, as I said, I don't want this to be a commercial, but they're a really good company. I think that the probiotics, that's another major area, because I think we're going to be targeting certain bacteria for certain conditions, whether it's weight, metabolism, you know, immune issues, and I think that that's going to explode in the next few years where we target high-end probiotics. Hard to know who's got the best one in all honesty.
Well, what about eating your probiotics? Eating yogurt, is it better to take chewables or a supplement? Can we take them in chewables? Are you killing the little live guys when you do that?
I'm not certain that there really are a lot of bacteria in the foods that we're taking in, you know, the yogurts and the meats, because it may not be able to get through the stomach. And so this may be one of the few areas where maybe it's not a bad idea to take a supplement, okay? I think that, you know, prebiotics are substances that feed the bacteria and make them healthy. And although a food is not a prebiotic, like a food is not a vitamin, they contain, you know, substances. So, for example, chicory and Jerusalem artichokes, those are prebiotics. If you eat those, even bananas, if you take them, you will feed the bacteria, help them grow and develop and mature. So think in terms of a balance of prebiotics and probiotics. The prebiotics are the substances that feed the bacteria, right, that are found in foods, and the probiotics are the actual bacteria that you ingest. And as I said, you know, I'm certain you know a lot of different companies that are quite good, you know, and people will find that they feel better right away. This is not like, oh, my God, it's going to take a year. It's not a leap of faith. I'm telling you right now, if you change your diet, if you have more of those, you know, if you eliminate some of the foods that I talked about, if you start to take some probiotics and you will feel better within 48 to 72 hours. It's not a joke, okay? And it's amazing to me that the doctors, and, you know, and look, I'm a professor at NYU, you know, how little they kind of been paying attention to this, but I see the movement. I see the transition now, and in the literature, they're reading about these sugars that irritate the bowel called food map, right? I don't know if you know about that. And I think that this is just a new exploding area. I'm excited. But look, if people read my new book, No Guts, No Glory.
And where can they find that, Dr. Lamb?
Anywhere. Go to Amazon.
And the book is called No Guts, No Glory.
Right. Very simple.
Very simple, Dr. Stephen Lamb, No Guts, No Glory. Remember that you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. So we have to keep our gut in good health. Probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes are some of the good tips that we learned here today. This is Melanie Cole for RadioMD. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.